Blog Talk Radio.
To get the atmosphere started, and then I'll
bring on our callers, okay? All right, let's start off with, Shores, okay? Okay, by Brian and Katie Tarwatt.
Everything I've ever known, I laid down before. Capture me again. Bread of life.
was pressing on by Michael Ketterer and United Pursuit. Amen. All righty. Well, okay, I'm going to bring on our panel and see what we got. I got you right here, Pastor Leroy. Pastor Leroy, you're on the air.
Well, I appreciate you putting me on there, Pastor Ken. I'm sorry I wasn't on your show last night, but I did face with him on Pastor Kent's show earlier this evening. And I wish I was on your show last night, but I did the Hugs for Harlem show here on WQBT 75XM, man. If you're here, listen to my show, man. It's on Thursdays and Sunday nights, man. There are two nights I can't be on your show, brother.
I hear you. Yeah, that was some show tonight with Pastor Kent, huh? Okay, with Doctor on there?
Yeah, it was one of the better shows that Pastor Kent has had, maybe in forever. But I appreciate you being on this show. And, you know, a lot of people don't like Tony F. I like when he intervenes here and gives his two cents, man.
Amen. Last night I had Doctrine on. He came on as a special guest, a surprise special guest, because I had talked with him earlier during the day, okay, on the phone, and he decided to bless us last night, okay, on the show.
Yeah, I got to tell you, man, Doctrine is one of my favorites, man, and I made that clear on Pastor Ken's show earlier tonight. And I wish I could have been on your show last night for the premiere of Doctrine. He's a fantastic artist, man, and I hope the best for him, and I want the best for him. And he's a young man. He's only 30 years old, and I want him to move forward with his,
me too.
He's fantastic, man. He's one of the better rappers. I'm not into rap. I'm an older man. I'm an older black man. I wasn't into the rap thing. I was into the, getting down and doing the disco, man, in the late 70s. And, That's what I was. So I was going down to disco to Donna Summer, to the Bee Gees, and a little bit of a Smokey Robinson, man, back in the day in the late 70s. And I think you, Pastor Ken, can relate to that. And I think your significant other can relate to that. We're all about the same age, man. I've been through a lot of shit in my life.
They're like the Ohio players, Al Green, okay, Barry White.
What about Seals and Croft, man?
Oh, Seals and Croft were okay, but they weren't disco, okay?
You know what was disco? I'm going to tell you what was disco, man, because I used to get down at the discos. I tried to go to Studio 54. Let me tell you about Studio 54, man. I tried to go there twice back in the late 70s, man. And that prick, the owner of the Studio 54, would not ever let me in there, man. And I'll tell you why. You know why? Because I wasn't a well-known black man, okay? And he was sitting outside the building. And he would let only certain people in, man. But I was like, look, let me in, man. I had a huge afro. Let me in. I'm gonna dance good. I'm gonna sing good. He would not let me in, man. It was very disappointing. And I went there twice, man.
Okay. I was there a couple of times too. Okay.
Did you get in?
Yeah, I got in. Yeah.
Damn, you know what? You know what? You know what pisses me off? All due respect to you, Pastor Ken. You're a white man, but because I'm a black man with an afro, I could dance the shit out of Donna Summer, man. And let me tell you this, man, they wouldn't let me in there. And it really pissed me off, man, because I went there twice. I had to spend cab fare both times to get there. And they wouldn't let me in, man, because I'm a black man.
Always long lines. Always long lines to get in, okay?
Yeah, but I would get to the front of the line after waiting for like 2 hours, man. And Steve Rubel, the owner of Studio 54 at the time, he was outside, Steve Rubel. Let me tell you about Steve Rubel, man. He was nothing but a tax cheat and a piece of dog shit, man. He didn't like black people unless you were well-known. Now, if you were Gary Coleman, or if you were Michael Jackson, or if you were anybody that was popular in the late 70s, man, you were allowed in there. But if you're a regular black man like me, they wouldn't let me in there, man. They wouldn't let me in there because I was not a well-known black person. Samuel Jackson was in there. Morgan Freeman was in there. They would not let me, a normal black person, in there because I was a black man. I was the best dancer. Look, man, let me tell you something, man. I was one of the best dancers in my high school.
I loved
dancing. I was good at it, man. And I went to the discos in the late 70s.
What other discos did you go up there in New York?
I tried to go to Studio 54, but they wouldn't let me in. So I went to the disco here in Harlem. It was called the Harlem Disco, man, and I would go there all the time. I would disco down back in the late 70s, man. We were all about Donna Summer. We were all about the Tramps. We were all about the white boys, the BG boys. But let me tell you this. Let me tell you this, man. When we would disco down, me and my old lady, man, she had an afro that was like 7 inches tall, man. I never saw anything like it. That afro was so long that I couldn't even get my fingers through it, man, when we were making love. But you know what? It's okay. It's cool, man. It's cool. She loved to make love to me. Leroy Jackson from the Bronx, man. Pastor Ken, do you got any calls on hold, man? How about that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Let's bring on the longest caller waiting. It's area code 540. 540, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? Well, I guess I'll come back to him if he's not answering. I'll come back to him if he's not answering. Well, let's go 111. 111, you're on the air.
Orale! What's happening there? It's me, Beanie.
Hey, Beanie, what's up?
Nothing, man. Just kicking back, driving home. On the freeway, listening to you guys.
Oh wow, that's cool.
Yeah, you know, I was cool last night, man. Docking was cool. I was surprised. He asked me if I wanted to rap on one of his songs. That was crazy.
Yeah, he's doing a large cipher, okay, and he needs all the people he can get.
Wow. That's crazy, man. That's cool, man. But I just wanted to say hello to you and Pastor Leroy from the Bronx. and if you guys could put me on mute.
Okay, get into that, Beanie. Okay, good to have you here tonight. God bless you.
God bless you.
All righty. Let's go back to 540, see if I can't get them to come on. 540, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, I hear you.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, is this Pants Center?
No. Sorry?
No?
No, it's not. The fuck?
Who do I have?
This is Oki, Ken.
Hey, Oki, how you doing?
Not so good, Ken. How are you?
I'm all right. Well, what's the matter?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of controversy about your ministry lately.
Well, I don't know why people are doing what they're doing. Okay, I guess they just want to have fun.
Well, I mean, it kind of sounds to me like maybe Tony S. was, you know, kind of a prick when it came to Higgins.
Well, it could have been. Okay, I don't really think he was trying to be, okay, to Higgins. Okay, he was just speaking some truth, okay?
I mean, he kind of insulted a dead man, Kent. That's, you know, that's pretty ungodly, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, let's not talk about Tony App, okay? He's not here to defend himself, okay? Unless he decides to get on the phone, okay, and talk about it.
Well, is he listening in or something?
No, he's not listening in. I think he's in the bathroom. Okay. Normally, when someone calls him out, he'll get on the phone because we're on the same phone line. Okay, and all you have to do is pick up the phone and he can talk. Okay.
Well,
so hopefully.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
I'm waiting. Okay. Well, Tony, if you're listening, come on the line and talk.
Yeah, looks like he's a bit of a coward tonight. Ain't going to come out and talk.
Oh, dear, I'm never a coward.
Oh, no, there he is. Yeah, he makes sure to insert himself in any conversation.
Well, considering you're talking about me and you asked me to be on, now I'm on. What do you have to say?
Why are you such a shithead, man? Why do you got to talk about the dead that way?
You asked me to come on here. You obviously had something to say, so say it.
I just asked you, fuckhead. Why do you got to talk about the dead that way?
I'll talk about anybody I want. We talk about the dead every day on this show.
I said why. I didn't
ask
that.
Jesus is dead. We talk
why.
About Jesus every day.
I didn't ask that. I did not ask
well,
that.
I'm telling
I said
you.
Why. I didn't ask who. I said why.
Why not? Did I say something that
why?
Was wrong? Did I say something
yeah,
wrong?
Yeah, talking about the dead is a pretty shitty way to ask.
And I simply said he said he wrote a gay Bible, and he said Jesus was a homosexual. It's the truth. Everybody knows he said it. So what's the big deal?
God, man, why are you such a dickhead, man?
Why are you such a puss? How does this hurt you?
I'm not such a puss.
Here you talk about the dead, but when people talk about your dead, you get so offended.
You get
how
so
and
excited
why
when people talk about your family
so
being dead, but when you talk about other people.
No. There's nothing wrong with talking about people being
dead. You're perfectly fine with
now,
it, but it's other
just,
people. But
when it's
your own family, then you get
just,
offended. Why do you keep interrupting me? Why do you keep interrupting me?
Lord. Why don't you shut the fuck up and let me talk, biatch?
Why don't you shut the fuck up? I'm trying to talk here.
Why don't you cue him?
Why don't you calm down? You keep getting angry. What's wrong? What's the problem?
Now can I speak?
Yeah, go ahead and speak.
No, you
like
can't.
Like I said, there's a difference between
I'm not
talking
very
about somebody
say,
that's dead.
Here you go.
Well,
talking
well,
over those people. You talk. You talk about the
dead. Talk.
Here.
Okay.
Block his ass so I can talk.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm only going to say this to you people one time, and one time only. The only thing I said about Higgins was that he wrote a gay Bible, and he said Jesus was a homosexual, and that I was not truly bothered by his passing. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, what I got upset about my family being talked about, or whoever, was that they were talking about some pretty disgusting things. You know, I didn't mention digging up Higgins' corpse. I didn't mention doing sexual acts with his dead body, which is what was said about a member of my family. So if y'all are so twisted that you think there's one relates to the other and they're both the same, well, then you're fucked up, plain and simple. Nobody said anything wrong about Higgins. All I said was, one more time, he wrote a gay Bible, he said. He also said that he thought Jesus was a homosexual, his own words, and that his passing did not bother me. It did not bother me. Why should it? I did not know the man, you know? So what did his passing inflict in my life? Nothing. So for y'all to sit back and think that I'm so bothered and I have all these bad things to say about this Higgins person, you're absolutely wrong. Because the truth is, I'm not bothered one way or the other. So now if you want to let that screaming queen back on, go ahead.
Okay, let's bring Oki back on here and see what he has to say about that. Oki, you there?
What, did you muted me, Ken?
Yeah, for a good, so I want to tell you, speak to you. Okay, you were there.
Well, that is ridiculous, Ken. You're going to mute somebody else when he's on here just spewing whatever comes into his small brain?
Just cut him off. You know what? This is not the Tony F. Insult Show. This is God's Rainbow Ministries taking calls.
Well, I'm insulting Tony F. right now because I don't
so guess
I don't
what?
Personally
hang
Tony
up on
F.
this, hang up on this silly motherfucker.
Fuck you, Tony F.
Fuck you, bitch.
Okay, all right.
How's that? I agree. You've had two great shows in 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
You know, without any of this madness.
Well, let's take another call here. We got 111. See what he has to say. Hello, 111, you're on here.
Hello and good evening. This is an anonymous caller.
Okay, anonymous caller.
I'm calling because I'm concerned the direction that your show is going. Going in a very negative direction. It used to be a very positive and uplifting show with a large audience, a large following, and now a lot of your audience is refusing to listen because of the hatred that your co-host there is spewing. And I will say this, two wrongs don't make a right. If somebody was talking about his family, doesn't mean it's okay to go talk about somebody else. They're glad they're dead. So two wrongs don't make a right. His behavior is abhorrent and terrible, and I think we need to get this show back in a positive direction because Tony F. is dragging it down. All you're going to get is hate and negativity. If he wants to be
yeah,
hateful,
you know what? I agree
asshole,
with you. I totally agree with you. And if you people
right
could come on this show at least once
ass.
A night and not be mentioning my name over
hateful?
And over
you
and over again,
be a fucking
you'll
asshole?
Love me to come on.
We can be fucking
you want
asshole.
Me to come on.
We
you need me to survive.
And bring the negativity. We
every
can be way more
show
negative
Tony
than you.
F. Where's Tony F? Why can't Tony F be on here? Tell Tony F to come on and defend himself. Well, Tony F comes on and then you scream and cry like little babies. Wah, 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 wah. Get over yourselves. Ken does
no,
this show because he wants
attitude.
To.
It's your
this show will continue.
Attitude.
This show will continue if it only has one listener.
Yeah,
who
and
cares?
That's
you know, he
pathetic.
Needs to go back to spreading the word and not just taking y'all stupid phone calls. is what he needs
to
do. He needs to remember the sermon. He needs to remember the prayers. He needs to remember the altar calls. This is what he needs to remember. His show needs to go back to being godly like it was. Why are you cussing?
Somebody needs to knock the shit out of you. You're disrespectful. You need to be a little bit more respectful to people.
It's like they say, on the internet, a lot of people talk. There's little action, though.
You know what? We had a good, positive show, and you're fucking it up with your negativity.
No, actually, I think
it
was the callers that called in talking about me that bucked up this show. If the callers could call in and not mention me, we wouldn't be having a problem, now would we?
He dropped.
Of course he did. Of course he dropped. Can I go back to just listening to the show, and every time that you hear the word Tony F, hang up on him. That way I don't have to come back on this show unless I'm invited by you.
You're invited.
Well, no, but I'm not going to come on here and just fight with these people.
What?
It's ridiculous. I'm not here to fight and argue and entertain. You know, I'm here to help. You know, if you want me here to help with the questions and, you know, and whatever.
Yeah.
And be on your panel. That's great on occasion. But I'm certainly not here to be talked about. And if they don't want me to be on the show, then why do they call and the first words out of their mouth are, Tony F?
You got a good point.
You know, I only come online once or after I'm mentioned. So if they can keep me out of their mouths, I wouldn't even be here.
Yeah, wow. Well, let me take another caller before you go. Okay,
111,
you're on the air.
I'd like to know why I got banned off this program.
Oh, you're banned from here. Goodbye.
Yep, goodbye. Adios.
So do you have any Christmas music?
Oh, yeah, I do have Christmas music, matter of fact.
Let's bring in the holidays. Bring some cheer to this show. Get rid of all these negative Nancys that are calling in with hatred and horrible, horrible, horrible words to say during the Christmas holidays. Lord have mercy. What would Jesus do?
Yeah. Well, let's play some Christmas music. I got
Pastor Ken.
Yeah.
Pastor Ken.
Yes, sir.
Am I still on the air here?
Yeah, you're on. Hi, Reverend Lee. I'm Pastor Leroy.
Yeah, look here, man. I've been sitting on the side for like a half an hour, man. Let me say this. The show tonight is awesome, man. I love you, Pastor Ken.
Thank you. I love you, too.
No, I love you, man, but I can't say the same for your significant other. No offense, Tony F., but I think I'm going to be honest with you, man. I think you turned a lot of people off. I, personally, am okay with you. But I think you coming on here just turns a lot of people off. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, yeah, it turns – you know what, Reverend Pastor Leroy? You know, it turns me off that every time I pick up and listen to this show, all they want to do is talk about me. Am I supposed to sit idly by and let that happen? I'm asking your advice as a pastor.
No, you know what? No, you're not supposed to sit by and let that happen. I agree with that. But I don't
think
as many people as listen to me, man. I don't think as many people are talking to you as you think are talking about you.
Okay, well, Pastor Leroy, I listen to this show every night. I've listened to this show every night for God only knows what, the past 7 years. I'm always online. I'm always listening. Tonight I was in the living room watching TV and listening to the show. And every caller had something to say about me. Now, I'm just supposed to sit and listen to the show and let them talk about me? I've already asked, if you don't talk about me, I won't come on this show. Plain and simple. But I'm not going to have my name mentioned and have people saying that I'm saying things that I didn't say. And I'm not going to stand up and defend myself. That would make me a bitch. And I'm nobody's bitch.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you know what? On that, I'm going to give it to you, man. On that, I'm going to give it to you. Okay? Maybe you're right in that sense, okay? If people are talking about you on every call, then, yeah, you have the right to defend yourself. I got to agree with you on that, Tony F. and I got to agree with Pastor Ken. Look, I'm not trying to be an ass kisser, man. I'm on your show because I like Pastor Ken. I've been on Pastor Ken's show for going on 7 months, man. We've been together since May when I first came on his show, right before Memorial Day here, man. And we've been together
Pastor
for
Leroy,
a long time.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to get off the line. I'm going to go back to listening to the show in the living room, watching my program like I was doing. And I promise you this. If I don't hear my name mentioned, I will not come back online. The minute my name is mentioned, I'm coming back online.
Look,
bye.
Tony,
bless you.
Tony,
and I hope you all have a good night. Ken,
Tony,
enjoy the rest of your show.
Tony, is this guy going to listen to me at all, man?
I'm listening, but I'm trying to get off.
I know, but I'm just telling you, man. I'm not trying to bust your balls, man.
Okay, I know you're not.
Okay?
I'm not talking about you.
I'm not one of these people that bust your balls, man.
I know you're not. So I'm talking about the people that are calling in. I'm going to go back to what I was doing, and as long as the callers that are listening keep my name out of their mouths, they don't want me on the show, I won't be on the show. Don't mention me. Night, y'all.
Okay. Let's play some great Christmas music here. This is Mistletoe and Holly by Frank Sinatra.
Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Tasty pheasants, Christmas presents, countryside covered with snow. Oh, by gosh, by jingle, it's time for carols and Kris Kringle. Over evening, merry greeting from relatives you don't know. Then comes that big night, giving the tree the trim. You'll hear voices by starlight, singing a yuletide hymn. Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Fancy ties and granny's pies and folks stealing a kiss or two as they whisper Merry Christmas to you. It's time for mistletoe and holly, fancy ties and granny's pies and folks stealing a kiss or two as they whisper Merry Christmas to you.
Never heard it.
Ever.
H.G. Wells. You heard of this guy?
Take off my Christmas dress.
Thank you.
Christmas tunes. I love them, and thank you for playing them.
Amen, amen. Let me see who we got here. Okay, we got a bunch of 111s, at least three of them. Let's see, let's take 111.
All right, that Pastor Ken, it's me, Beanie, again.
Hey, Beanie.
Yeah, I was hoping Tony F was on, man, but I know he's listening to the background, but from what I think, what these guys want, you know, I guess they want a public apology, you know, that, you know, what he said about Higgins to them, you know, and I think it'll stop, you know, because there's no way for me to talk to them because I got kicked out of the community. Huh?
He did do a public apology about that.
Oh, he did. Okay. I don't know, but because I can't talk to you to anybody no more because I got kicked out by Johnny. I don't know why, but that's it, you know. That's what I just, you know, thought about. But all righty, you can put me back on mute.
Okay, Beanie. God bless you. All righty, we got another 111 here. Okay, I'm going to bring him on. Okay, see who we have.
Shalom, Kenny.
Hey, hello, DC2. God bless you, my brother. Happy holidays.
You too, sir. Listen, this is going to be the rare DC2 serious call. I want to point out before I get started, I do not want any confrontation with Tony F. This is not about him. And you'll hear that in my remarks that I'm about to make. I'm going to explain the situation from my crew, the people that I roll with, on why we have stopped listening to the show. And that's all I'm going to do. I'm not going to be disrespectful to him, to you, or anyone else. I'm just going to lay this out. First and foremost, anything that was said about his sister, regardless of what it was inappropriate, wrong, and disrespectful, and I do not co-sign any of that. None of us co-sign any of that behavior. None of it. It was disrespectful and uncalled for and just poor taste. No matter what it was, regardless, and as gross as it was, that was even worse. So I have nothing but disdain for someone who would ever do that or say that about another person's family member. I've lost family members. I can only imagine how much that upset Mr. Tony, okay? That's the first thing. Here's the problem. This is our beef, okay? Tony is entitled to his opinion. He stated flatly, "I'm glad Higgins is dead." Now, I'm not saying he can't feel that way,
okay? I'm not knocking him. He didn't know Higgins, and that's fine. He can say that. I don't agree with it. I think it's disrespectful, but that's his right to say, okay? That's his right to say it. I don't like it, but it is what it is. My issue here, Ken, is that you were Higgins' friend. You were his friend, man, and you co-signed that shit. You didn't say anything like apologize that he said it or that Higgins was your friend, and just because Tony felt that way, that doesn't mean you feel that way. You never said any of that, and that's what upset me and a lot of other people because he was your friend.
Did you too? I didn't condone that. Okay.
No, you did condone it, Kenny. You did condone it. That's the problem here. You did condone it. You did. That's why everyone was mad. That's why I'm upset. That's why I haven't called, man, because you did condone it. You never set out a period of time and said, listen, Tony F., all you had to do, I told you in the chat, man, why we were upset, and I wanted to make it public and do it in a respectful way so you know I'm not trying to be, you know, confrontational or disrespectful to anyone. Because, again, as I stated to begin with, anything that was said about your other half's deceased sister is 100% wrong. I don't like it. I don't stand for it. I didn't know it, but I don't care. It's not right. And I vehemently disagree with anyone who would ever say anything about any person's deceased family member, period. So, no, my issue is not even with him anymore. It's with you, Kenny. So I just wanted you to know why my crew, not everybody, but my crew, the people that I roll with, are upset with you and have not called your show because you did not.
Well, I apologize for it. Okay, I apologize. Okay, from the bottom of my heart, I apologize for it. I never managed to go that far. Okay.
Do you feel, Kenny? Let me ask you a question. Did you consider Higgins your friend?
Yes, I did.
And do you miss Higgins? I mean,
I miss Higgins. Of course I do.
Okay. So you're not. So you're not glad he's gone.
No.
And you're sincere because if you're being sincere because I'm being dead serious right now, man. This ain't a joke. This ain't a troll. This ain't nothing. He was a good person. He was my friend.
Yeah, he was.
I loved him.
I liked him a lot. Okay.
When I heard what was said, it upset me, okay, obviously, just like Tony F. got upset when something was said about his sister, which is rightfully so, okay? And I was upset when he said something about Higgins, and he has every right to say it because it's a free country, right? But here's the thing, man. You didn't say nothing, and I got upset about that, and a lot of other people did too. And so if you're being sincere, man, I will forgive you. I'm not a grudge-holding person by any means or stretch of the imagination, but one thing I would say is I just want you to take back control of your show, make it more godly, you know, more non-confrontation, because confrontation breeds hate, right? And I want it to go back to the way it was when we were just having a good time, man. I don't – all this hate and screaming and yelling and profanity, it's not needed. It really – it's not, man. So that's all I wanted to say. I wanted to speak for the people that haven't called in a while. Because they feel the same way as I do, Kenny. We did not like what Tony F. said. Again, we also did not like what was said about his sister. We don't co-sign. I don't even know who said it, but I don't co-sign that shit. I never would. It's disrespectful and it's uncalled for. So it's not just me talking out of one side of my mouth. It's wholeheartedly the full picture of both sides of this situation. So if you're sincerely sorry, man, then I forgive you, and it's all good. I wanted to call in and make.
Yeah, I'm really sorry, GG2. I really am.
The thing is, people kept, like, Leroy kept saying he didn't know what was said, and what was said that really bothered all of us was, I'm glad he's dead. Period. That's what it was, and then that.
Yeah. I know he didn't say that on air. Okay.
No, he did say it, though. Yeah. He said it in the chat room. I saw it. I was showed a screenshot of it. It's irrelevant now. It's over and done with. I'm not going to get in an argument with him about it or whatever. I saw it. Bottom line, it doesn't matter. Period. Now we move forward. Kenny, I just want you to know that, you know, whenever anyone says anything disrespectful about your friends, you're supposed to kind of stand up for them, man. And you didn't do that, and that's where all the – That's where the issue – and I'm not saying curse Tony F. out or anything like that. All we were asking for is for you to say we do not agree with it. I do not agree with that. That's his opinion. My opinion is Higgins was my friend. If you would have said that, it would have been fine. It would have been fine. But you didn't say it, and that was where the issue was. So I just wanted to clear that up, Kenny. I appreciate you taking my call and let me talk. And I will listen to the rest of your show if you'll put me on mute. I appreciate you, brother.
Okay, thank you very much, GG2. And maybe we can get all this straightened out in Discord and get back into Tony Talk Brigade, okay? Get back in some of these other rooms, okay? And okay, so I can be able to communicate with you all, okay? Hopefully that'll happen.
All right, brother. All right, man.
God bless you.
Take care, brother.
You too. All righty. Well, that was a good conversational call. Okay, I hope I straightened it out. Okay, and my apology has been accepted. Okay, we're not going to talk about Higgins anymore. Okay, let's try not to. Okay, he has passed away. And God bless him. Amen. All right.
Pastor Ken, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, let me say this, man. You know, I talked about this a couple of nights ago about Joshua Higgins. Now, a lot of people out there know that I knew Joshua Higgins on a personal basis. And I did. I'm going to say why, but I did. Joshua Higgins committed suicide, man. At a young age, he was in his 30s. He was only in his 30s, man. Very sad.
Yeah, and he was from New York.
He was a talented young man who should have never done that. He was talented. He had a great voice. Could have been a great voice on the radio. It's very sad. And here in the Bronx, man, we will light a candle tomorrow night on December 10th. We're going to light a candle on my block for Joshua Higgins, man.
Amen.
Because he was an important part of a lot of radio shows over the past 5 years, man, including my favorite, Clay Douglas. He goes Douglas, man. He goes back that far. And he was a phenom, and I'm very sorry about his demise. I love him very much, man. God bless you, Joshua Higgins, man.
Yeah, God bless him. Yeah, I hope he's been accepted in heaven. All righty. Oh, let's play some more great Christmas music. Okay, and bring out the Christmas holiday feeling. Let's start off with Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliciano. Here we go.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad. Mm-hmm. Did you win your sleep? can tell you why. Is that busting balls. Good night, John. I love you, brother. Busting balls.
Christmas tree, man. I'm looking at right now. Wow. You know, two of my seven kids are over here tonight. Leticia, say hi. How about you? Bobicia, say hi. Oh, say hi, man. All right, she's going to say hi. But you know what? I got my kids here for the Christmas holiday, man. They'll be here till New Year's. I love it, man. I'm an old man. I love to have my children here. Because when they're not here, man, I feel like a lonely old man. You know what I'm saying? And God bless you, Pastor Ken. God bless you, Pastor Ken. I'm glad you put me on your show, man. And I'm glad I have my family here for the holidays, man.
Do your kids live in New York?
I have seven children, man. Three of them live in New York. Two live in New Jersey. One lives in Pennsylvania. And my other daughter, that damn bitch, my firstborn, man. She moved out to L.A., California. And she's trying to be a star. And she tells me to go screw myself, man, every time I call her. She's nothing but a bitch, man. Don't, just like your mother. Just like your mother was. Your mother was a bitch, too, man. God damn, I should never have had sex with that first woman in my life, man. But you know what? I was a young man. I was 18 years old, man. And I had sex with a woman I never saw before. And that is her mother. And her mother took off, man. She took off like freaking 20 years ago, man.
Wow.
So, I got some issues. I got some issues in my life, man, with my kids. I got too many damn kids. I should have used a rubber on like 67 kids, man.
Oh, well, then you wouldn't be blessed by your children.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Let's erase all these motherfuckers, man. I've had enough of these kids. They're driving me crazy, man. They're driving me crazy. Too many
kids. Why is that?
Too many grandkids.
Why do they drive you crazy, Pastor Lewis?
Because I got a lot of children, man. I've had a lot of ex-wives. And I got a lot of grandchildren on top of my children. You understand? I got seven children.
Yeah.
Each of my children had three children. So I got 21 grandchildren. And I got one of my grandchildren who's about to have a children. So I'm going to be a great, great grandchildren, man. It's freaking me out. I'm too young. I'm not even 60 yet, man. And it's freaking me out, man. I just found that out earlier tonight. I'm very disappointed in my great grandchild to have another child. Damn. many children, man, in my family. I need a break, man. Christmas this year.
I got a lot of grandkids too. I got a lot of grandkids.
Well, let me say this, man. My wife went out there today. She went out to the mall today here, man, in the Bronx. And she spent $4,000, man, on Christmas for these little punk-ass grandkids of mine. I'm sorry, not grandkids. Great-grandkids of mine. I mean, what the hell, man? Is it ever going to end for me, man? It started in the 70s, the 80s. Here it is in the 20s. I'm still dealing with this shit, man. My whole life sucks, man.
You gotta deal with it the rest of your life, Pastor Leroy. It ain't gonna end.
Well, you know what?
Okay, the cycle keeps going.
The bottom line.
You gotta put up with your kids and your grandkids. Okay, and even your great grandkids. Okay.
Here's the bottom line.
I'm
going to
be a grandfather soon myself.
Pastor Ken, here's the bottom line.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that I went off on my kids, my grandkids, my great-grandkids, and my great-great-grandkids. I'm sorry about that. I've had a rough couple days, man. With my family. I got some family issues. And I'm sorry to bring it on your show. So on that note, I love you, Pastor Ken.
I'm sure you're having a problem with your family. Okay.
Well, I got some issues going on. I got some issues I don't want to bring on your show, man, because it's my personal business, and this is your show. If it was my show, I would bring it on here, but this is your show, man. I won't do that.
All right. Okay.
All right. You know what?
Well, I hope and pray things to get better with you and your family, Pastor Leroy. Okay, because this is a cheerful time of year. We should be grateful and giving thanks, okay, to the Lord, okay, that we have the holiday. Like I said, I hope it gets peaceful for you.
Oh, well, Kevin. I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Pastor Ken. You are still my best friend here in the pastors as far as Blog Talk Radio, and I thank you for letting me continually be on your show for the past, I don't know, 6 or 7 months, man. We've been together since like May or June of this year, and I appreciate you letting me be on the show, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I disappointed you or Tony F. I just want to be a part of your show, man, as a black pastor from the Bronx, man.
You're always going to be a part of my show as long as you decide you want to be in it, okay? Okay, so I'll never cut you off, okay? I may mute you because sometimes you get a little loud. Okay, but I will never cut you off.
Well, I appreciate that, and again, I'm not kissing ass here, man. Okay, I want people out there to know that I'm not kissing your ass or Tony S's ass. I just want to be a part of your show. Whether you take me or whether you don't take me, man. It doesn't really matter. I hope you do. But, again, I'm not going to let the trolls out there run my life on what I do and what I preach in my church in the Bronx, man. And either you listen or you don't. I'm on the Hugs for Harlem show on Thursday nights. And Sunday night, if you want to listen to me off the WKPX-7 in New York, man, if you can get that channel, you'll be able to listen to me.
I don't know how to get it, Pastor Leroy. okay?
Well, if you're not, it's a local channel here. It's a Huntsville Harlem show. It's a local channel here in New York City, man. So it's not available really outside the city unless you got satellite, man.
No, I don't have satellite. So I'm out of the picture on that.
Well, you got to get satellite and listen to WKSP here in New York, man. We do it twice a week. What?
Doesn't he post the shows on YouTube?
No, we don't do any YouTube, man. We're so local, man. We're just right here in Manhattan, in the Bronx, man. We do it twice a week. It's the Huntsville Harlem show. It's local. It's going to be tough for you to pick it up. But let me say this, man. We're going to grow. We're going to grow past Manhattan. We're going to go into New York City. We're going to go into New Jersey. And then we're going to go north to Connecticut and Massachusetts. And we're going to be at one point, man, the number one.
Wow. I wish I was up there to pick up your radio.
What the fuck, man? Okay. Pastor Ken, thank you for letting me be on your show. Tony F., thank you for not interfering with me tonight. You are the man. And Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everybody if I don't talk to you before.
Amen. Amen. Hey, why don't you close us out with a prayer, Pastor Leroy?
I'm gonna do this, man. Hang on. Let me get on my computer, man. I got a lot of good prayers here, man. Hold on a second. Damn. Let's get that off my screen. Oh. Hold on a second, man. Damn. Whoa.
Okay.
Why is that on my screen? Damn. I got all kinds of pornographic shit. Okay, here we go. Damn. Maybe I should stop drinking. You know what I mean? Here we go, man. This is the strength, man. This is all. What the hell is this, man? That's not what it was. All right, here we go, man. The closing prayer for the night with Pastor Leroy Jackson. And I reside in the Bronx, man. And I know that some of you might know that, but most of you might know that I reside in the Bronx and I'm from the Harlem, man. Here's the closing prayers for this evening. In closing, we can thank God for the way He has been with us during this COVID crisis. We ask Him to continue to support us and inspire us as we close out this COVID crisis, man, as we enter 2023 as COVID-free. Now, today, in my parish, I gather together prayers from the Episcopal, the Methodist, the Celtic, and the Catholic traditions, man, as well as two minor prayers for the closing Bible studies and the meetings of the rest. Please join us, man. I'm going to close out tonight and say thank you, Pastor Ken, for allowing me on your show.
Yeah, you're always welcome here, Pastor Leroy.
And I will be here. I will be here tomorrow night if you do another show.
All righty.
I have had a lot of personal issues over the last 2 years that I have not disclosed to anybody. And I will not disclose them tonight, but thank you again for allowing me to be on your show. Because it lets me open up, man. And that's what I need. And thank you. And thank you for everything, man. And thank you, Tony F. And thank you, Tony F., for not coming on and interrupting me, man. God bless.
God bless. I want to say bless you, everybody. I want to give a shout-out to St. Jenner Brimshaw, okay, Farrar, Forehead, Hooligan, Dennis Jameson, Pastor Leroy, DC2, Johnny Longfeather, and Juan from Alabama. God bless you all. Have a wonderful night, and I'll see you tomorrow night for another great show. Amen.